On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Did I just deliver that commercial in third person?
Maybe.
I think I kind of did. Remember to tune in On Air with George Adair. That's me.
Uh-huh.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in On Air with George Adair. We do it every Wednesday at noon. Got a good show packed full of guests today. Do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give us a call. We'll help you explore your options. Call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, we're being chipper today.
We are. Yeah, you've got your San Francisco gear on.
I do. I'm going to the Giants game.
Nice.
So, you know, I mean, oh, wait, they suck.
But it's a nice trip to the city.
It is a nice trip.
It's a great ballpark.
It is. So my son Landon mm-hmm. is going to the Healdsburg school next in like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I guess it starts 3 weeks. And so there was an auction item for a benefit, and we won these tickets.
Nice.
And so we're going down. We're going to be in the Comcast Sports Network pregame show.
Oh.
Yeah, watching the guys do their thing there, and that'll be fun. And then we walk over to our seats, and we'll be enjoying the game against the A's.
Good. Fun.
The Oakland A's, Battle of the Bay, Game mm-hmm. 3. I guess we're 0-2. Giants are 0-2 against the A's in the series. So hopefully we'll win tonight. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm also excited about our bike shop. I have to mm-hmm. talk about it. Windsor Bike and Sport. Of course, we own that up there in Windsor. Come by and visit. We've got a lot of new things going on there. One of them is that we're sponsoring the Santa Rosa Marathon.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So they use... cyclists to lead the runners out.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, they're going to be extra careful with that. And we are helping to sponsor by providing bikes. And then also the winners are going to get bikes.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So go to SantaRosaMarathon.com and register.
Okay.
And that is on August 26th. There's a 5 and 10K. And then on August 27th is the marathon.
Very cool.
So it's a great race, and it finishes downtown. And so it's a fun event. Mm-hmm. Good family event, too. There's a lot going on with the kids. Hey, so we've got, like I said, we've got a busy schedule here. We've got two guests joining us today. We have Scott Nickmeyer. He's the Association Executive of the Lake County Association of Realtors mm-hmm. joining us. Hey, Scott, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, George. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you on again. And, of course, we're also joined by our good friend Mark Sorensen. He's a senior loan originator with Bay Equity Home Loans, and he's here to talk with us a little bit about his first-time homebuyer seminar. Hey, Mark.
George, how are you?
Good. Hey, the three-way call worked.
I love it.
Technology at its best. Well, you know, guys, I wanted to have you both on because I think there's such a direct correlation between educating buyers and then going out and shopping for a house. And Scott, you guys are doing something. We've talked about this before on the show, and I think it's really cool and it's really unique. Tell us more about the Open House Extravaganza up in Lake County.
Yeah, it's an organized event. It's coordinated by the Lake County Association of Realtors, and what we ask our agents to do is hold an open house on August 12th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., although the times will vary a little bit per home, and then to try and bring in people from not only within Lake County but outside of Lake County to take a look at what's available here and what opportunities there might be.
Now, how many houses do you expect? It's quite a few, I believe, right?
Yeah, on the previous two, we had over 60 homes at each of those, so we're hoping to get 60 again this time.
That's great. So when is that coming up? What's the date?
August 12th. That's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the times are 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., but they will vary, and people can go to lakecountyopenhouses.com and see every house that's going to be available and the exact times they'll be open.
That's great. Do you guys give just the addresses, or how do you recommend people tackle so many houses? I mean, you can't get to 60 in one afternoon.
Yeah, we recommend...
Unless you're Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus can do it. We recommend that you do it by neighborhood, and what we do is on that website, we will put maps up of the neighborhood mm-hmm. so you can kind of see the properties clustered together so you can visit, like I said, a neighborhood. Lake County's pretty large area, so to drive from one end of the county to the other is probably not practical.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not practical. So that's great you guys have thought about that. And how was the first tour that you did?
Now, the first tour was really good. You know, it kind of varies from house to house how many people attend.
Sure.
The second tour was, I'd say, in some regards, even better. We actually had a couple agents get offers directly from those open houses. So that was pretty exciting news.
It is exciting. And, you know, there's a real migration of people happening that's happening from people leaving Sonoma County. I talked to someone today, actually, that just affordability is out of reach for people more and more. And they're heading into Lake County's market. A lot of them are first-time home buyers. So Mark Sorensen with Bay Equity Home Loans, you're putting on a seminar. Is it this Thursday?
No, it's August 3rd, correct?
Oh, yeah, so it's tomorrow, and it's going to be at 755 Baywood Drive. Tell us about the seminar, Mark.
Basically, I started this seminar to teach people that it was not impossible to buy a home. And what I wanted to do was go through the basics of what they needed to get themselves pre-approved so that they could do that. A lot of people are under the false impression that they need 20% down to get into a piece of property, and that's not true. I mean, we have all sorts of programs with lower down payments. Of course, we want to compare those payments with what you're paying in rent too. I mean, what I'm looking at people paying in rent, they should be owning a home right now.
Yeah, it's
and
really
so
astronomical.
We go through we. I sat down with clients from the seminar the other day. They're paying $3,000 a month in rent.
Yeah, you know? Wow. So and they have to, right? Because they probably have a family and need enough bedrooms.
That's what's available, you know?
So, Scott, you know, let me ask you, Scott, when people are looking at buying a home, what role does understanding affordability and a pre-approval play in that decision? Because they shouldn't really be looking at houses until they have a good idea what they qualify for, right?
Definitely, because you don't want to go out and get your hopes up and then find out you can't afford it. The other piece to that we're finding is we're seeing properties moving quickly. Like they come on the market, somebody gets an offer within a few days, and then that property's off the market. And people without pre-approval letters don't stand a chance, because when you look at qualified buyers, by the time you get qualified, somebody else is already there and got their offer in ahead of yours.
Right. And so, Mark, you've got this seminar coming up tomorrow. It's a few hours, 6:30 to 9:30, and you educate people.
Right.
From there, how quickly can buyers get pre-approved by you in Bay Equity so they're actually prepared to go to an event like this and look at homes?
Realistically, if they want to set an appointment for me to come out to their residence and sit down and pre-approve them after I go through the information with them on the seminar, they could really be approved monetarily with their income and their down payment funds that they've got saved in their credit history, generally within a week to 2 weeks. I mean, it doesn't take that long to get that process done.
Right. And even a precursory pre-approval where you've looked at the credit and you've analyzed it and run it through the Fannie Mae system, that only takes a couple days at the most.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And what I discuss with them, this program really kind of sits down and takes a look at what your income is and helps you figure out how much you can really afford. Okay. And then it gives you an idea of what you can purchase and at the same time what you can get approved for so that you buy a home comfortably.
Sure. So let's if I could dive a little bit deeper, Mark, into that, you look at what they're paying for rent, because that's a good starting point when you talk about comfort, right? They're used to cutting a check for a certain amount of money. And then you look at what is that going to get them in Sonoma County? And there's definitely a disparity between some people that want to buy in, say, Petaluma or even in Santa Rosa, but their money's going to go further in Lake County. Isn't that correct, Scott?
It should go. It should go further in Lake County. There is definitely more affordable property here, and by more affordable, I mean lower list price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, tell me about the market a little bit up there. Are homes staying on the market for only just a few days, and then offers are getting accepted? Is it that hot?
It's gotten hotter over the last few months. For example, June it was 21 days. Over the first 6 months of the year, the median's 46 days. So it's kind of coming in line with the rest of California. From a pricing standpoint, we see a pretty steady median of about $235,000. So we don't see the climbing of prices like we've seen in some of the surrounding areas, but it has been steady.
And so, Mark, when you're looking at someone and qualifying them, You look, of course, at their income and their expenses, but you look at their sure. FICO score. So is credit counseling a part of what this seminar is about?
Absolutely. I spend probably 1 to 2 nights a week at people's residence, sitting there working with them if they need credit help as to how to bring their credit scores within line of what we can do with a simple 3.5% down payment for, say, an FHA loan or something of that nature.
Sure.
You don't need tremendously high credit scores, so it's a matter of working maybe a month or two or three maybe to get the situation resolved for them with the credit reporting agencies. And then from there, once their credit scores have hit the level that we need, they're pretty much ready to go, because we've already dealt with the income and payments that they're comfortable with and things of that nature, and who they're going to be working with out there.
Yeah, now, that's a key part, is understanding the relationship. Realtor. Yeah,
exactly. And you have to establish those relationships with the borrower so that they feel comfortable at the same time.
Yeah.
I give them a take-home budgeting session always.
Well, it's a 3-hour course, Mark, right? There's a lot to cover. And what you've got to do, folks, is give Mark a call and RSVP. Mark, what's the phone number for people to do that?
The phone number to RSVP through voicemail is 707-763-6051.
763.
Just leave their name and phone number and how many are attending, that would be fantastic.
Okay, Mark Sorensen, Bay Equity Home Loans. Thanks so much for putting that seminar on. Folks, again, it's August 3rd from 6:30 to 9:30 in Petaluma. We've got the information at our Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. So thanks so much, Mark. And hey, Scott, let's get that website so people know where to find information about the extravaganza coming up.
Sure thing. It's www.lakecountyopenhouses.com.
Great. Hey, Scott Nickmeyer, Association Executive for the Lake County Association of Realtors. Thanks so much for joining us. Mark Sorensen for Bay Equity. Thank you guys both. What a great collaboration this is. And good luck to you both.
All right.
Thanks very much, George. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right,
folks. I'm going to commercial break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Pengrove hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Hey, Sonoma County, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans and host of On Air with George Adair on KSRO. Over the last few years, did you purchase a home with FHA financing or some other mortgage insurance financing? If so, I've got an idea for you that may help you save hundreds every month. Over the past couple of years, average home values have increased dramatically. So call Bay Equity Home Loans at 583-8100 and see if you qualify for a new loan to get rid of your mortgage insurance. Call 583-8100 and we'll complete a free and no obligation home valuation. If you have the right equity and you can qualify, we'll show you how to get rid of your mortgage insurance forever. So call Bay Equity at 583-8100 or online at bayequityloans.com. And remember to tune in to On Air with George Adair every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. We do this show every Wednesday at noon, and we hope you'll join us. Also, you can find previous shows at KSRO.com under the Ask the Expert series. Mm-hmm. I'm considered a self-proclaimed expert.
Yes.
Just ask me. I'll say yes.
I am an expert.
You know, folks, if you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing, give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. You can reach us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Sit down with you. We'll do a free loan consultation, and we'll help you analyze your options to see what the best route is. We look at your equity position if you want to refinance, and we look at your overall credit profile too. Maybe you have so much consumer debt that if we pay it off with a new home loan, you will save a lot on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle, we've talked about this before, where if you take $10,000 worth of consumer debt, you're probably paying, I don't know, somewhere around $300 a month in minimum payments.
Minimum if it's just payments, credit cards. Though, right.
Yeah, and what happens with a minimum payment is it takes 25, 30 years to pay it off.
Yeah.
Right. You know, your interest rate could be anywhere from 15 to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have one of those personal line of credits that you've you see these come in the mail quite a bit lately. They all seem to go up to $35,000. I haven't looked at the regulations on that to figure out why it's always $35,000. Yeah. But
magic number?
Yeah. You get these things in the mail. Well, the reality is they're high interest loans.
Mm-hmm.
And they can take a while to pay back. If you take that same $10,000 that you're paying on a credit card, you put it into a mortgage, it's going to be way less. Everyone's going to have their own unique interest rate, and we're going to qualify them based on that. But you could see it be anywhere from 45 to 50 bucks a month
mm-hmm.
for that same $10,000.
Right.
You know, and you have a restructured plan where you're going to pay it back. And, you know, it depends on what the going interest rate is. But if you put it into a fixed rate, you don't have to worry about what happens when the Fed raises rates.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card loans are always tied to adjustable rate indexes. So when that index goes up, your credit card interest rate goes up. So does your minimum payment.
Mm-hmm.
But you put it into a mortgage, and we can tell you how to do that through a cash out refinance. You're going to be able to save a lot of money compared to a credit card. Of course, you have to have a house. Oh, yeah, I need that thing.
Right.
So maybe we should start the conversation about how you buy a house, right?
Cart before the horse.
Cart before the horse. Well, there are there's really great programs right now to qualify to buy a house. A lot of people don't realize it. We have a program, for example, that you can just put down 3% of the purchase price.
Hmm.
And maybe your real estate agent can negotiate a seller credit to help cover the closing costs. As long as it appraises and the deal is structured right, you can get into a house with 3%.
Wow. That's great.
Well, look at what's happening in rentals, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just, there's always talk about, you know, rent control, whether it works or whether it doesn't. And people are getting forced out of their house if their landlord's going to sell. Then they have to move. They could have a great relationship with the landlord. They're paying on time. They're not doing anything wrong. The landlord's like, hey, I've been sitting on this property with negative equity. It finally came back. I'm selling.
Right. You know?
So when you're a renter, you don't have control over that. So give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loan, 707-583-8100, 583-8100, and we will help you determine how you can get into that path, onto that right path to home ownership. I have to talk about Giving to Heroes. Love this program. Giving to Heroes is exciting because it's geared towards the heroes in our community. It's a credit-backed program. Real simple. People that work in education, in public safety, the medical field, if you work for the government, and I think above all, if you're a veteran
mm-hmm.
or active military, you're eligible automatically for Giving to Heroes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And folks, they love it because it's a credit-backed program that Bay Equity exclusively offers. This is our program. And it doesn't cost them anything. It just cost them their, and you know, their time and their commitment to the community, which they've already done. So we will give back 0.25% of the loan amount towards their closing costs. So if you borrowed $500,000, we're going to give you back $1,250. Pretty straightforward. Here's an even cooler feature of Giving to Heroes, and this part is really great. If you work with an affiliated realtor of our Giving to Heroes program, and we only have the best realtors. We don't just offer this to anybody. We offer it to the best. So if you work with an affiliated realtor, they're going to give you 10% of their sales commission.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Realtors do well these days.
Yeah.
With rising home prices.
Sure.
Right? You've got commissions that are $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 because they work hard for it. Some work harder than others. But that 10% of their commission gets paid back as a credit to our Giving to Heroes recipient at closing. So, I don't know. How's that math work? If you buy a house for $500,000, let's see how good my mental math is.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this. So, you buy a house for $500,000, and if your real estate agent is participating in the Giving to Heroes program, and they make 2.5% of that commission, you carry the four, $12,500 is their commission. They're going to give you 10% of that. That's another $1,250.
Nice.
And then we're going to give you $1,250 if the loan amount was $500,000. Like, little differences there between the price and the loan amount. But just for round numbers, that's $2,500 for giving to heroes.
Just because you work in one of those fields or used retired. To work in
exactly.
one of those fields. Right.
We want to give it to everybody that qualifies.
That's awesome.
So if you're interested in our Giving to Heroes program, call us at Bay Equity Home Loans. It's 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. If you want to learn more about Giving to Heroes, you can go to givingtoheroes.net. And we have different branches throughout Bay Equity that participate. So look for the one here in Sonoma County. And we'll tell you more about it.
That is so great. I have to tell you personally, I think that is so fantastic.
Yeah.
My family is like educators, all of them.
Right. Yes.
So that's very cool.
Educators. I think it's also important to realize that if you're, let's say you work in the administrative offices, let's say you work on the custodial staff, you know, I mean, there's all these different professions within education as well.
Sure.
They're eligible. Same
bus
thing.
Bus drivers for
totally,
school buses?
Totally. Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. Did I say loosely?
Loosely.
Wow, I made up a word. Absolutely. Well, maybe it's a Freudian slip because we are pretty loose on the definition.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, like that.
That's good.
That's a good recovery,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Absolutely, we'll cover it. The benefit is to extend this out to people that support community heroes. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you're on the front lines in a patrol car or you're 911 dispatch, or again, you work inside the administrative offices, we want to give to you. We consider you part of the Giving to Heroes program.
And what's the website again?
Go to givingtoheroes.net.
Givingtoheroes.net.
And you can see if you're the number. We have a calculator on there, so you can see what your credit back could be. We'll you know, look, it's a no pressure. We're not going to hassle you, bombard you with calls. That's not our style. What we want to do is sit down with people that are interested in qualifying for a home loan, whether it's to buy or to sell. Giving to Heroes is a program that you can qualify for and get quite a bit of money back. Like I said in that example, buy a house for about $500,000. You're going to get, I don't know, $2,000, $2,500. It depends on what the realtor's contributing and it depends on what your loan amount is, but it's a nice credit back.
Yeah.
And it's unique. Only Bay Equity offers this.
This is wonderful. I love it.
So we talked earlier about the benefits of a cash out refinance. Mm-hmm. Some people want to look at the costs of a refinance and say, oh gosh, I don't know. So here's the concept about when you consider a refinance and you're looking at the cost. Look at the break-even point. So what I'm doing here is I'm looking at the amount of the loan payment for their current mortgage and the loan payment for the future mortgage. Simple arithmetic, find out the difference. If you're saving $100 a month, you're kind of on the line about whether or not it makes sense to refinance. But what if we do a cash-out refinance? And we pay off $10,000 or $15,000 worth of consumer debt. Maybe you're not saving as much on the mortgage, but you are saving a lot when you look at the overall expenses you...
Right, if you look at your balance sheet over...
Over and over and over every month. How much are you putting out
right.
to pay off your credit cards and to pay them down? And it's a vicious, nasty cycle. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are in it. And they've been waiting for this opportunity to have equity. So we look at the break-even analysis. So look at the overall savings of paying off the debt to qualify. And if you're fortunate enough to save money on your mortgage, because look, the new mortgage is probably based off of a lower amount than the original mortgage. So over time, as you paid that mortgage down, we start off at a different point. So, you know, it all depends on your unique situation, but we present this to you as part of the analysis, your break-even point. And then you look at the costs. That's how you get to the break-even analysis. So you look at your monthly savings and you look at the cost of the refinance. You look at the cost of the title and the escrow fees. You look at the cost of the lender fees. Those are the costs. And then the appraisal. It should only be about $3,000 to $3,500. If you added it all up, you can also take a little bit of a higher interest rate. And depending on the loan program, use that interest rate to get more yield, more credit. From us, the lender. So that's where you get into those no-cost loans. You see them on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No cost. Right. Well, no, there's always a cost.
Right.
Just who's paying for it, right? So the lender will pay your costs by charging you a higher interest rate, right? So anyways, you look at the costs and you look at the monthly savings and you see how many months it takes. So let's say it's going to take 20 months. to break even. Well, it's a 30-year loan. You got another 340 months of savings.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're talking about comparing it to paying off a credit card. Credit cards take forever to pay off, basically.
Right.
So if you move it into a mortgage, you get into a structured repayment plan. The interest is still tax deductible, you know, for as long as we have that. And then you look and see, hey, how long does it take to break even on the cost of the mortgage? And we always, almost always, I'd say 99% of the time, don't hold me to that stat. I haven't really checked. But I can't tell you the last time we didn't do this. There's usually enough equity in the property to cover whatever those costs are. The other cool thing about refinancing is usually you can roll in interest on the future loan. And sometimes we can roll in interest on the payoff loan, so you can skip 1 to 2 months of payments by rolling it into the loan. Still being paid,
mm-hmm.
but you're not paying it out of your checking account. You're paying it out of the equity in your home. Hey, you know, that you've been waiting patiently. You've had this house, and you've waited and waited for the market to recover, and now it's recovered.
Right.
Use it. Use it to use the cash to fix it up. Use the cash to pay off the credit cards. So this is part of the analysis we do in our loan consultation. And to go back to the Giving to Heroes program, if you have a high enough loan amount, you can get pretty close to covering a lot of those closing costs that you would incur. So we're not going to roll it into the loan. We're just going to cover it because you're eligible for Giving to Heroes. Folks, you can always find out more information by going to www.givingtoheroes.net. You can call us at 707-583-8100 or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. All right, folks, that's it. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon. See ya.